Today on Talk Show with Remy and Connor.
And that's just like not somewhere that I've ever wanted to be. I don't want to stay.
I asked you.
Please. I have my lips zipped. Go ahead.
Have you and Connor ever hooked up?
Meghan Trainor said that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this very clearly. Meghan,
that wasn't meant to be funny.
I know, but like,
that's my job.
Ooh, I'm so fired up. Woo! Let's go.
Hi, Connor. How are you today?
Hello, Remy. Oh, sorry,
I
interrupted you.
Are you happy to be here? I am.
I'm over the moon to be here, Remy, and to talk.
I think this is episode 4. Am I right?
I think that this is at recording 4, and it will be released next week while you're abroad, studying abroad.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm studying abroad.
while you're studying overseas, and we will release our other, our fifth recording as the fourth episode. So this is technically episode 5.
So Connor, what's new? How's your week going?
Week is good. Week is surprisingly good. I went to Vegas this weekend again.
Oh yeah, what were you doing there?
It was just Vegas.
Wild. Did you like do anything crazy?
Yeah, I did a lot of crazy stuff. I was up in Idaho for my Mimi's birthday. I posted about 90 times because at altitude I drink the same amount I would drink at sea level, and I forget about the effects of that. But so I posted 100 times about Mimi's birthday. She's 78, lovely woman. Tiny, so tiny. She's like 90 pounds. She is like a little miniature person. Anyways, we had her birthday. And then I got invited to go to Vegas on Friday, and I was like, absolutely, let's go. Sun Valley is where I was in Idaho, and it's so tiny. And we left, and my parents were going back to Houston where they live. And I flew to San Francisco and needed to connect to LAX because I had a podcast that I had to do at 1 p.m. in LA. Mm-hmm. And then I would go back to LAX, and that was in Santa Monica. And then I'd go back to LAX, get on my flight to Vegas at 5:30, get there at 6:30, whatever. So then go to San Francisco Airport. My flight is supposed to depart at 10:30, gets delayed till 12:20, gets delayed till 2:20, gets delayed till 4:00. So eventually just reroute. I eventually just got a different flight at 4 p.m. to go to Vegas. We take off from San Francisco into Vegas, and as we're going down, have my AirPods in, can't really hear what any, you know, I feel us go back up. And I'm like, no, this is not happening. And it was happening. It wasn't vertigo. We were going up, and I pull my headphones down. They're like, guys, it's too hot to land in Vegas. We're going to LAX. And
what?
So at this point, I get into LAX. I'm like, I'm not coming to Vegas. They're like, you're coming to Vegas. You have to come. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Every person on the planet's in Vegas.
So you were... I'm like a little confused. You flew to Vegas and then they just like didn't land, and then you flew back to LA.
They announced that Vegas airport had shut down for a heat advisory. It was 118 degrees. I don't know what planes, what their capacity for heat is. I imagine it's not 120 degrees. I don't know anything about. I'm like, I was an engineering major in college. I had to switch out because I failed everything. But there's probably some mechanics that are over my head there that were at play. Anyways, I get to LAX. I'm like, I'm not coming. They're like, you have to come. They sent me a car. I got in a car with this lovely man named Rodrigo. We drove the 4.5 hours to Vegas, get into Vegas at 1 a.m. We go straight to G-Eazy. I meet G-Eazy outside of his concert. He brings me in. He was lovely. He was very intoxicated, which is a great personality trait if you can handle
it. What do you mean he brought you in? Like, how did he know who
I was? Like, I'm so late to get here. I'm here to see you. And he's like, dude, come in with me. He brings me in. I didn't have to play any games. Anyways, I leave like halfway through the show, go to Diplo and Bieber. That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm very jealous about that.
Megan Fox and MGK came and sat at our table. They're giant. They're like so tall and they're like gods.
Wait, why,
yeah.
Why were they at your table? Oh, you were there for like a, was that like
an event
thing or something?
Yeah, it was Triller. I'm done talking. I'm sorry. It was like so jam packed of like a weekend that like it was so nonstop. Ice Cube started his own basketball league, the Big
Three. I know. I saw this all over social media. Like every single freaking person in the world was there, and I was like, "Wait, that's a little rude. I wasn't invited to anything there."
Well, I was definitely like a late term invitee, based on the story that I just told. Anyways,
speaking of airplanes,
yeah.
this is like a crazy story, but yesterday or 2 days ago, my dad was flying on like American Airlines and flying to Arkansas. He has to go there for work like once a month. Mm-hmm. And they basically like told them like, unfortunately, like we're crashing. And no. They thought, yeah, and they thought it was hijacked for like an hour. The all communication went off with the pilots and it was a whole thing. My dad got up, it was like everyone was crying. Like they were like, my dad was like, in my life, I never thought this would be the end. And I was like, and my text was once I found it, he was okay after, because he only texted my mom and was like basically like goodbye. And then I was like, well, I just think it's very rude you didn't text me. Like, why did he forget to text me during this time?
I'm sure he was like, you can tell the kids. I'm just going to send one text. You know, it's hard for parents to text.
He's Remy will like, figure it out. Like, I'm going to save. Text you. Like, I was like, wow,
as if either of our dads is going to figure out how to work a group text finally on his like last 2 minutes on Earth. No.
Yeah. On my dad's droid.
He's going to butt dial you and be like, oh my God, I didn't even mean to call you. But also I'm going down in a plane. This was a butt dial though. My bad. But leave you like a 4 minute voicemail on accident. What I was going to say, I have two things to quickly say. One, who hijacks a plane to Arkansas? I mean, no one should hijack a plane, obviously, but like...
That's really true.
What would be the purpose there?
Yeah.
And two, I forgot the other thing, but it was good. And I guess maybe if it comes back to me, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
But, and then you're off. You're off to study abroad this week. Or when do you leave?
Well... when is this air? This is going to be next week?
Next week.
No, it's going to be the week after. So I guess this doesn't make sense.
Oh, right. Remy, where are you right now?
No, am I going to be there? Yeah. I'm actually in Greece.
And it was so amazing of you to travel with all of your recording equipment.
Yeah, I'm actually in Greece. Can we just say this is pre-recorded?
I mean, I'm sure we get the magic of editing.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Greece next week, so we're pre-recording this right now, but I'm going to Mykonos. I've never been there before. I'm so freaking excited.
Mykonos is awesome.
I'm actually going on with Revolve, and it's like a 6-day trip, bringing my sister, and I'm just like ready to rumble. I'm very excited for this.
Oh, I'm like stoked for you, and I've seen people are already arriving. I think they're doing a little bit of like vacay before the work settles in.
Are they? I didn't even realize.
I don't know. It could be a fully separate group, but like based on the people that I'm talking about.
I also
about,
just
like,
think like a lot of people are going to Greece right now, which is maybe it's that time of year. I've never been, but like I'm ready to experience what I've always wanted to. Like ever since I saw Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, I've wanted to go to Greece. And now it's my time.
Naturally. I used to holiday in Greece in Mykonos. I'm just kidding. I went one time.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
No, I went one time. I wasn't even invited. My family was going, and then I lost my internship, and they were like, I guess you can come. And got in a huge fight. Remy and I like had to come to Jesus over the weekend because last week, we both get in fights with our families. And they're like, fine. Then I'm running away. And I'm like, we're both in our 20s.
I went home to my family house, was there for like 3 days, fighting with my whole family. They told me to leave, packed up all my bags. Then like right when I was leaving and packed everything, my dad's like, sorry, stay. And I'm like, okay. And that was the end. But I like called Connor and I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you and pretend I'm having a happy time with my family right now when I'm actually getting kicked out of my house. So I thought I'd tell you the truth. And he's like, oh, it's fine. Like that happens to me too.
Get this. When we were spending holiday in Greece, in Mykonos one time, I get in a huge fight with my family. We are staying on one side of the island and I'm not going to remember where it is. I think it's by like Scorpio. I was not going there to party. We were there to like straight up just like...
I'm going there. Scorpios.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have a blast. It was really like eye-opening. Anyways, we're staying right there next to Scorpio. And on the other side of the island is the windmills and the glorious, like the restaurants right on the cliff and the like people go there for sunset. I get in a big fight with my family and I had already lost my credit card. And so they are like, we're taking the bus across the island. And I'm like, well, whatever. I'm not coming. And then like, I'm just like, oh, you know, that instant regret of a decision you make in a fight with your parents. It's like, I should have gone. I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life. I'm walking. And I don't know the mileage from one side to the other. To the other island, but like I walked from Scorpio like to the windmills, and I don't have service, obviously. So I like get all the way over there. I think like, I'm like, okay, I cleared my head. It took me like 4.5 hours. I cleared my head. I'm sure that my family's fine. They're not talking to me still when I get over there. I meet a lovely girl, Greek girl, in a coffee shop. She gives me the Wi-Fi. We hang out for like 2 hours.
Did you guys hook up?
No, she showed me around. She introduced me to this large
pellet. Because I have been hearing all over TikTok lately that you hook up with, you've been making out with girls all over.
I'm going through something. I think I'm going through a phase.
I am running on 3 hours of sleep. That's why I'm yelling. And
I can hear and clear. Yeah, I like this version.
I'm overly tired, so I'm very hyper right now. But I think that I'm going to just crash and burn in like an hour. What about
you? And that's okay, because we will get through this in an hour. I'm great. I like housed like 4 coffees before this.
Oh, I feel like you're always great. Like I just want to be like, I'm not great.
I'm an actor and I'm also too prideful, so I'll never say I'm not great. Okay. But
at least you're
I'll be honest right now. But I feel really good. I'm really excited. You know what they say about lack of sleep?
You said this to me before and it was amazing. Say it right now.
Every hour less than 8 hours of sleep that you get is equivalent to having a glass of wine. So if you
I've never heard that and I love it because it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that you get like punchy and you are like making jokes and you're goofy and like it feels like being drunk, right? Like a little bit
It's kind of what we talked about on the podcast with Brie, how like when you're hungover. Because like I feel like that also adds into being tired. I'm like I'm like that like goofiest like version of myself. Like a freak.
Exactly. It plays into it in some huge way. So
wait, also I was like so exhausted today, like really not about the day. And I went to lunch by myself because I was like, all right, I'm gonna eat before going through a miserable day being tired. And I went there and this lady came up to me and was like, I thought she was going to say like, hi, are you Remy, whatever. And she was like, I love your phone case. Like, I really want to get it for my daughter. And I was like, okay. And I was like, it's actually Casetify, and like showed her it. And then she was like, oh, you have a psychic ability. And I'm like, wait, what? And she was like, you know, you're happy on your face with those dimples, but you're not happy in your heart. And I think that we need to talk. And he loves you, but maybe not enough. Who's he? Did I ask for this advice? I'm happy, thank you very much. I don't want to talk.
I'm thinking someone maybe got less sleep than you did, believe it or not.
Like I was, and then she goes, can I have your phone number? Like I don't want to take out my card and then to think in the restaurant I'm being weird. And I was like, no, just give me your card, no worries. I ain't giving you my phone number. It was very strange.
Yeah.
Wasn't in the mood to get, you know, deep down, you know, maybe I'm not the happiest all the time, but like,
where'd you go to lunch? Where was lunch today?
I decided to like kind of pamper myself today because I was in like,
good for you.
I am in a bad mood when I'm tired. Like I'm not happy. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll do some nice things for myself. I got a facial this morning and then I went to Bergdorf's and I went to,
oh wow.
Yeah, nice. I know I sound fancy, but like, honestly, like it was just not really the vibe. But anyways, went to the 7th floor. Everyone was 80 and then it was me.
No pressure though. No pressure to be on your phone.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, have something out in front of you so you're not eating by yourself.
Yeah. So it was just, you know, it was fine. I wanted to have a little nice time alone.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into getting this like crazy, you know,
Oracle situation. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, that's been my day and now I'm here.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you. I know you have a lot to do today. We're going to get you to sleep soon enough. I promise. We got to get that 8 hours in before you study abroad.
But I am excited for our guest today from TikTok that we all know and love, and you know especially well, at Lady Efron, Brooke Averick.
Averick
or yes. Averick? Shoot.
It's both ways. I don't know. She never corrects either way, but
yeah.
Averick is probably correct. It sounds better to me. Rolls off the tongue. But,
well, I'm excited.
Yeah, so exciting. It's gonna be so fun. I feel like we're just gonna fly through it. She's going to be an amazing guest.
TikTok new features and trends of the week.
This is one of those rollout features. Every week we have these features that roll out to random people. And TikTok, the interface is pretty hard to like opt in and out of features. So I don't know if this is available to everybody, but I do know that there's a new feature where, and the live, have you been going live at all? recently?
I haven't recently. I was a lot more, but I haven't recently.
Well, so there's this situation that happened, I guess, internally where they changed all the gifts from the top gift was like a $50 gift, which is absurd, to like this top gift is now like a $5 gift. Mm-hmm. And I imagine it's because a lot of young kids were probably taking their parents' credit cards and sending like $10, $50 gifts.
Oh my God.
Like a gamer. But anyway, so they started switching that up. And now we're seeing that you can actually send a gift to creators in their comment section. Seen it on a couple larger creators' pages. I don't know if it's available to everyone again, but the gifting is switching up and they're up to something over there. But I'm excited.
Gifts.
I know everybody wants a gift. But I don't know. Maybe it's another way for like monetization of content, which is always good for creators because it's hard out here, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome.
You know, there's also a trend going around that I keep seeing ever, but I have yet to try.
You know that I like a good trend. You know that about me, right?
Yeah, Connor. Pasta chips. Have you tried those?
Tell me more. No, my ears are perked.
Ella, our friend Ella, we have a mutual friend, Ella McFadden.
Ella Rose made
the pasta chips last night. She said they were a 6 out of 10, but they are all over TikTok and you basically just make chips out of pasta and then put it.
Is a pasta and a chip. Two great food groups.
Yeah.
I'm doing it tonight.
I just tried the trending pasta chips and they're worth all the hype. Start by cooking pasta and mixing it with olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and spices. Air fry at 400 degrees for 10 minutes, tossing halfway through. I served it with a whipped feta dip made with feta cheese, Greek yogurt, garlic, and olive oil. They're so easy to make and so good.
No, you're not. I feel like you're not.
I'm not. I'll get distracted. I won't even remember this conversation in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're lying. So, and then there's also, which I don't like this trend, garlic in the nose. So stuffing garlic up your nose to relieve congestion, which is disgusting. But people are doing it. What do you think about that?
I have to tell you something. When I was younger, I have had two situations where I've shoved things up my nose. And both of them, I think that's where like I've only had a couple panic attacks in my life. I had a panic attack in both these situations. One, there's a little, I think where the stem is on a tangerine, and they smell so good. When you pop them, they pop them off, and my mom would always pack a tangerine in my line, or like a cutie, and I'd pop it off, and I would always like smell it. One time I was like, what if I just leave it in my nose? Because I can smell it all day. And I did that, had to leave school. The second one, it was a pack of Smarties, and I got one just like lodged up in my nostril. So I've actually had two of these. I won't be participating in the garlic trend. Though I love the idea.
Honestly, I don't believe you, and I feel like you are going to be the person to participate in the garlic trend, but whatever you say.
I was going to say, I love the idea. Like, if it's opening their sinuses, I'm happy for them. The doctor is just saying, don't overdo it.
Okay.
But obviously, people are desperate for views. Me. So I may
There's
be doing
another
that.
Trend going around. I don't know what it's like called, but you know the one where they're like, there's a group of people like dancing in the back, and they're like, this. And then someone, can you explain what's going on there?
Alone, don't. That one? Alone. It's like, I am the moment here. Like,
yeah, I love that.
So,
I actually love that.
It's
and I don't love a lot of trends. And I think it's
funny. I think the reason, I mean, obviously the video is awesome. Like, it does, it appeals to that, like, I'm addicted to this video for some reason. It's so pleasing to watch. Mm-hmm. But also, I've watched it 1,000 times because I watched each individual's face. There's like 6 people in the video. I watch them and they all are just like stoked when it gets to the beat dropping. But that is not all that I'm stoked about because, obviously, Aquarium of the Pacific is all over TikTok. We see them going live all the time. They work really closely with the TikTok team. But this week is Shark Week. I am so fired up on Shark Week. It's
unfortunately,
the best week of the
don't
year.
Care, but I'm happy that you're excited.
Oh my God. It always comes right when I need it. You just sit there and you watch, and it's mostly reruns, but it just feels good. It does something to my body and brain. It feels.
Are awesome. You the kind of person that like sits there and it's like, drink when you see a shark or something?
No, I'm full-blown just like enthralled in ocean life,
shark life.
And I love
okay.
it. And I always loved there's one, what's that, Planet Earth, when they would do the underwater Shut one that's like an hour long. I watched all of it. And I watched Octopus Teacher the other night instead of The Bachelor. And My Octopus Teacher, I think it's called.
Not familiar.
If you have enough time and like are just like not sure what to watch, just watch it. I'm curious. It's very polarizing so far.
All right.
Oh my God. Look who it is.
Oh my goodness. Guys. Who the hell is that?
Okay,
just
well,
popped
what's
up.
I'm sure everyone's wondering what's happening over here with our shock, our utter shock, audible shock. We have our guest for today that just arrived. None other than, drum roll please, Brooke Averick, Lady Efron is gracing us with
her
presence.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
We're just so happy for you to be here, especially Connor. Because
I'm over the moon.
We do have to get into that, but there's a lot of questions that we've received about you too. So we'll get to that in a little bit.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I do want to say really quick, Brooke, you're glowing. You're tan.
Oh, as you know, I have a bit of an addiction to my big tanner.
Yeah.
Which one do you use?
Isle of Paradise.
Love that. I do.
So I tried to use that one time.
Yeah, you did.
I borrowed Brooke's. She's like, you can use up to 12 drops. And I'm like, well, I'm pale as ghost. I'm going to use 12 drops. I have never, like, I couldn't make. And people thought I was like depressed or going through something because I couldn't post on the internet for like 6 days because it was so bad. And like, I had also had like, we were drinking and, almost knocked over my whole setup. We were drinking and I was like, I figured out I drool when I'm drinking a lot because I had vampire like blood drip marks coming through that were just like pale white in between the fakest tan you've ever seen. It was tough. It looked like I was a rotisserie chicken.
Don't ever use that again. But Brooke, you should keep using it because you're glowing.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate
it. Has it been because you've been tanning a lot at summer camp?
I have been tanning a lot at summer camp. And summer camp is my shared communal pool at my apartment where I go to sit as well as the one single dad in my apartment complex. So we spend a lot of time together this summer.
Do you guys chat? Do you make TikToks?
It's, you know, Remy, it's a bit of a weird relationship that we have. The other day he offered me some absinthe and a piece of sea bass.
Okay.
That's like the perfect summer combo.
Yeah.
Nothing like a hot sea bass while you're sunbathing.
Wait, Brooke, so where are you living now? Are you in West Hollywood?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Do you feel like chic and cool because you're in West Hollywood now? Like, what does that feel like?
You know, I don't really feel, I still feel very much like I'm a Philadelphian living in West Hollywood. I don't feel like a West Hollywood member yet, but maybe one day.
Well, I'm just happy that you have a place to live, unlike Connor, still needs to figure that out.
Yeah, and I do know that about my friend Connor.
I am experiencing
Connor,
a little
you
bit
still
of technical
there?
Difficulties
because it
over
looks
here.
Like you're frozen.
Okay, my internet connection is unstable.
I thought you were just mad at me for saying that. I was like,
Zoom has been kind
of.
You
literally were paused on this like angry face.
No, I was like seeing, I was like, oh, geez, I am not going to be able to talk for 10 seconds. But no, still don't have an apartment. She's what? Brooke, you're well aware of my struggle here. It's been tough. Brooke lucked out. Like when I saw her apartment, I'm like,
Brooke,
oh, sick. Brooke,
for people that don't know you.
Yeah.
What do you consider yourself? Are you a TikToker? What are you? What do you do? When did you start? Like, give a little spiel.
Remy, that's a big question and spiel one us. That I am trying to find the answer to myself. I've actually been really struggling recently because a lot of people have been asking me what I do and I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I guess TikTok or comedy TikToker. Mm-hmm. Comedy TikToker with dreams of making a name in the comedy space beyond TikTok one day.
I love that you finally took that leap that you just did because I've actually heard this development of your job description happen over time, and it's like this big like am I a TikToker? Because you think of a TikToker and you're like, do I dance? Do I do whatever? But us three specifically, and like a couple people we've had on and people we will have on, are cut from the same cloth of this niche weird bucket. And this bucket is filled up with a lot of random seashells and objects, metaphorically. And it's just like people that don't really, they don't fall into a space.
Right.
And I think you try to put people into a box and round,
I wish I wasn't
square hole or whatever.
Embarrassed when like people ask me the question and then I'm like, I'm a TikToker, but like right. there is some sort of like weird feeling there when I answer that and say that as my answer. And there shouldn't be, but.
Right. And whenever I say, oh, I have a TikTok, I always feel like I need to specify, like, but I don't dance. But like, there's nothing even wrong with dancing. So I don't know where that stigma right. comes from.
I think it also depends who you're speaking to and stuff. And like when people, if people ask me the question and they're like older or like, I don't know what it is. It's like, they're like TikTok, haha. Like, you know, you never know what people right. are like thinking, but like also like who cares? But like at the same time, yeah, I feel like weird answering the question. I've been saying content creator, but like also,
that's
I don't know.
Good,
and then
Brandy.
Is that good? I don't know.
Yeah.
I say internet person, but I think personality is fine.
Internet star.
I've been saying advertising.
Internet person.
We should just all say.
That. Actually.
When someone asks us what we do. Yeah, I'm a TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's a wild answer. That should just be the answer every time.
I'm a viral.
You're sensational. Yeah. You're both sensational, actually.
Thanks, you too. Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break.
I wanted to ask, and this is something I'm so interested in, and I've known this question about you for a little bit, but I don't know where you stand right now. Uh-huh. What's your FYP like at the moment?
I've made my way very recently onto medical TikTok, which is, I'm not sure.
Wow.
Medical in what sense medical?
Oh, like surgery, removing things, popping things. And that's just like not somewhere that I've ever wanted to be. I don't want to stay like actively like close my eyes while scrolling through my FYP.
Wait, that's kind of happening to me right now. Like not even just like pimple popping or anything, but more like I've been getting like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm like really thinking about last night. Like I got this like giant cyst and it was the grossest thing I ever saw, but I watched it and then now I can't get out of my head. And I'm like, why is this on my page?
You gave them what they wanted. You gave them what they wanted. You probably watched the full thing over.
Keep watching.
I'm upset.
My hand over my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's happening. Like, why are they bringing us there?
I know. I'm on medical talk.
So it's tough. Brooke, you actually DM'd me a video yesterday that I'm not going to talk about, but it was also like equally.
Yeah. Like, I there's a lot
hard to watch, but I did watch the whole thing.
Why
and I watched
can't
it twice.
You talk about it? Like, I feel left out.
I can't. I will definitely let you know after the episode, but unfortunately, it's just
some
not
things are just better left.
I can't speak on it. I wish I could.
Brooke, this is a really random question, but I'm just interested. Like, do you watch TV? Like, what shows do you watch? Are you a watcher of shows?
I love TV, but I don't have the bandwidth for anything that's not a comedy. And more specifically, a comedy that I've seen like 80 times. Like, I can't watch anything new for whatever reason. I'm very much in a state of like, I need things that are familiar and comforting, and I'm going to go watch the comedies that I've been watching since I was young. So like, I'll watch Friends, The Office, Parks and Rec.
Okay, that's what I was thinking for you.
Now, Broad City, I just rewatched. Big inspo show for me.
Connor, do you watch like similar shows?
I love Broad City. I've watched Broad City 100 times. Brooke and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of TVs. like I like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I like
never seen.
And I'm trying to think of other shows.
The one
I feel like
show
there's like
watches.
Two groups of people. There's like the Friends, Office people, and then there's the right. Seinfeld, Always
no,
Sunny.
No, I'm in neither of those groups.
Ooh, what are you, Remy?
What do you watch?
I'm in totally like. I have two other groups I would like put myself into. Like I watch either like trash TV, like Love Island UK, Bachelor, Summer
Engage.
House, all that. Or I watch like real, like I watch like shows like, mm-hmm. The Undoing and like, I don't know, like HBO Max shows and like,
yeah.
I watch like serious shows and stuff too. Oh, like Handmaid's Tale is my favorite show, like stuff like that. So I'm in like two totally opposite places, but
yeah, I can't do anything.
I'm like, I'm just very passionate about TV, not movies.
Yeah. Oh, I do love murder though. So I'll watch The Undoing. Like I love murder or comedy. No in between. Yeah. Except for I'll go too hot to handle every now and then.
Yeah. When I'm watching TV, yeah. like I get the reality thing because I like my brain to be off. Like I don't, want to like stare at TV with my eyes crossed. You know, like I like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Always Sunny, Seinfeld. Like it is just like normal things that happen. It's like almost like you're in the room. It's almost uncomfortable watching Curb Your Enthusiasm because it's like you're there. But I couldn't watch murder stuff. I like, especially like living alone. I don't know how.
I feel like you're too like happy to watch murder stuff.
I can watch Outer Banks. That's like the most serious I can get is Outer Banks. That's like one of my top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shows.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know.
Good to know. Well,
yeah.
Since I started with my own. Sorry. This is so annoying that you that I can't hear. And then I literally, my mom literally was like, it sounds like you're cutting people off a little. I'm like, no, like it's literally delayed.
I think anyway. I think cutting each other off here today and moving forward is great because we get to the point faster. Like we get a lot more thoughts out in the air. People can tell.
Right, well, know enough about my TV habits now.
So well, since I asked you.
Please. Oh my God. I have my lips zipped. Go ahead.
And I
know. Okay. Are you sure you don't want to go?
I mean, you had probably a better segue into
Connor. You go. You go. I'm done. No, you go.
I was just curious, and it like is semi related. You mentioned making a name for yourself in comedy. I know that you watch stand up. You're a big John Mulaney fan. You saw John Mulaney on last week, right? When he was in LA. Do you see? This was a question actually from the audience. A couple, like 2 or 3 people DM'd. One said, how was John Mulaney?
Okay.
And one said, would you ever consider doing... Actually, 2 or 3 said, would you ever consider doing stand-up? We, by the way, just to plug the questions, we'll always have an open inbox on the Talk Show Podcast, Instagram, or you can call. And there's a number on the page.
Good job, Connor. Voicemail.
Thanks.
Really great question. Thank you for your question. I have always wanted to do stand-up, and I love John Mulaney. So obviously super excited to go to the John Mulaney show, best night of my life. But that being said, I realized while watching him that it is like such a skill and you need so much more than to just like be able to talk and be a good storyteller, which is why I kind of always wanted to do stand up because I can just tell stories. But it's so much more than that. And after the John Mulaney show, I've been looking up classes because I think it's definitely a skill.
Yeah. That Brooke, you're so cute.
That's amazing. And I love, I've seen you go through this growth phase from like TikTok. I think we should go back. We keep doing this like backwards, but like
we
people
do.
Also want to know like the origin story of like you ended up on TikTok. What did you do before TikTok? That's now right. We've already heard your future ideal.
Yeah, let's go back.
Sorry. Beefy.
Beefy. Oh my freaking gosh.
We have a 2-month-old golden retriever that's eating my foot right now. Go ahead. Go over there.
Let him.
Origin story.
Yeah. So I'll take you back to March 2020, which I think is when a lot of things started for a lot of people and a lot of things ended. I was a preschool teacher for 2 years.
Really?
And love kids, but did not like my job in any way, shape, or form, was pretty miserable. And then we went virtual, which, as you can imagine, teaching preschoolers virtually was really hard. It was basically just Zooming with 20 parents.
No.
I can't imagine.
It was tough.
That is the undoing.
So I always refused to download TikTok until those months when I was so like out of my mind, going crazy, needed a distraction, super bored. Downloaded TikTok, and I was like, okay, it's downloaded. But I will never make a video, mark my words. And then I ended up making a video of, I had this letter that I had written to myself. My sixth grade self wrote it in my English class in sixth grade. And it was meant to be sent to my
graduate. Wait, let's just stop you right there. Why don't we pull it up?
Oh, I don't have it.
We have it queued, Brooke. It is so wild. No. We're so organized that we have it queued.
Oh,
we are going to play it.
Oh, do you want to play it right now? My ears?
Yeah, sure.
Yesterday, I went to visit my grandpa in the hospital. He's dying. I said, Grandpa, I love you. Just wake up. And he opened his eyes. Did you get your period yet? Right now, my boobs look like Hershey Kisses. I'm a size 34A, but I'm hoping to grow a lot. My birthday soon, June 18th to be exact. I will be 12. I'm one of the youngest in my grade. Sometimes I act immature, but don't be fooled. I'm not.
So yeah, I made that, and then that got like 10,000 views or something. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is, I had always like loved comedy and always like wanted to be in that space, but like never thought it would ever happen. So being a teacher felt a lot safer for me. So I was like, oh wow, this is maybe something I can do. And then I made like one more video and I was like, okay. And then I quit my job.
Well,
I had like,
wait, did the second one do really well? Like, also,
say,
like, did it do better and better? Like, so your first one just started you off.
I want to jump in because I don't think Brooke will give the videos enough credit. I have never genuinely, like, since, I mean, never in my life, never in the past year of seeing people's, like, origins of their growth happen, seen of it, like, her progress was, like, her first video has 1 million views. Like,
now, like at her, the time.
Her first, like, 20 videos were 1 million plus. Every single video was, like, it's nuts. You can look at it right now. It's insane.
Well, that's a lot of that is like people going back too, but probably like I left that first one just like sit for a while and then it had like a few hundred thousand views. I made another one, of like going through my childhood stuff, like the same kind of thing. And then it did well enough. And I was like, okay, I'm quitting my job. And then,
wow, big like, moves.
My boss, this is actually my boss, who was like the principal head of school of the school, was my English teacher in high school. And she was the first one ever to be like, you're funny. This could be your future because I would write.
It's always the English teacher.
It really is.
It's always the English teacher that sees the oracle, sees your future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And believes in you.
I never really thought of myself as funny until she was like, keep going. And then when I was like, I think I'm going to quit my job to pursue whatever this is, she was like, yeah, do it. And so then I just did.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
What did your like family think when you were like, I'm quitting, like I want to do TikTok?
My mom was super excited because she's very much a like do what you love person. Mm-hmm. My dad, he was excited, but definitely like, how about you wait until you make money? And I was like, no need. I was like super naive. And I was like, if you really love something, Dad, the money will come. And he's like, I am not sure about that. But I got really lucky and then eventually started getting brand deals. And now here we are in West Hollywood.
I'm so impressed by that mentality because if I was in the situation you were in at the same time, I don't think that we'd be sitting here right now. I wouldn't be, someone else would be here. Not me. Because I don't think I could make the decision ever to be like,
I know. I think it's like pretty crazy that you did that so quickly and were like, listen, like I'm doing this. Like that's very fast. Like
that is
kind of like,
but like good for you. Also, my apologies for eating a banana right now, but I'm hungry.
Oh, the banana looks delicious. I need to grab one of those.
I was feeling like super lost at that moment. And I think like I just needed one tiny, teeny thing to push me. And like that was enough. And I was like,
okay, I was luckily fired. So I was like, okay, cool. I have to do this. But I, like I said, it's like incredible that you made that decision for yourself. Decisions are hard.
I think it's really, really crazy because I really think you were the first person I liked on TikTok. I'm not just like saying that. Like I used to like comment on every video, like, cause like I was not about TikTok like ever. Like I wouldn't watch like during in the beginning of quarantine, and my sister would like kind of talk about it, want to do dances with me. And then finally, once I did it and started finding like funny people was when I was like, fine, I like the app because I just wasn't as much into the dances and stuff and didn't really care. And then when I was like actually laughing out loud, I was like, wait, this is what I need. And I just like feel like I resonated with all of your like, I don't know, like just like childhood Jewish, ish. Wait, you're Jewish, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure if you make those jokes was described or as,
she was described as the app's Jewish voice of Gen Z and Zillennials.
Thank you, Connor.
And several articles. Yes. We have it.
So I think that's our connection there, honestly. The Jewish thing and the whole, like, when you do the videos about the camp, and then, like, my favorite video ever, which was a little more, like, more recent, but when you did the ones about, like, in the pool when you're like doing handstands, like rate my handstand or watch every handstand, like that's me. Like I would just swim in the pool alone and like make my mom or dad watch me and stuff for hours. And like, I just really, the best part of TikTok for me is stuff that's just realistic and like relatable. And I just think it's just hysterical. And I literally died. I remember when like I was just starting to grow and at some point you followed me or commented, I was just like freaking out.
I remember like when I was doing those pool videos, I was in Florida and that's when I found you. And I was like, I love
you. Oh, was it?
Brooke showed me you.
I'm obsessed.
Yes. And then Connor followed me, but like didn't say anything. And then I messaged you, Connor. And I was just like, oh my God, hi or something.
I was with Brooke when I was messaging you. I was at Alfred Coffee on Melrose in LA. And I was like, oh, Remy like just messaged me. That's so funny. And it was like, an hour after, I was like, oh, I know Remy. Like, she's hilarious. And then, like, we were, Brooke and I were together when I did that. So that's like full circle. Look at us now.
Well, that was the funniest thing to me. Like, I was in awe and in shock when you guys started making videos together. Like, I just think it was the most confusing thing in the world. And, like, I was just like, wait, why do they know each other? Like, that, like, are they, I thought what everyone else did, I was like, are they dating? Like, what's going on? Like, how did this come to be? Like, Brooke, you don't live by him. Like, like, can you guys explain how you connected and then we're like, let's meet up in person and like start hanging out and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I think the two of us had just been like bucketed together and tagged in each other's videos because we were both kind of doing comedy at the space where there weren't a lot of people doing comedy yet on TikTok.
Yeah.
And so then I think we just like started talking. And then we really started talking every day because we were really like, we were both going through the same thing that a lot of people, just, like, 0 to 100 really quickly. So it was really.
And you both signed to UTA as well, right?
Right. So we were going through pretty much the same thing and it was a very unique experience that not a lot of people understood. So
yeah.
I'm so lucky to have had you at that time, Connor. And now.
I'm back at you.
And then we have another friend, Kat, Wash Your Pillowcases on TikTok, who is one of the best people in the world, love of my life. And she was like, we had a group chat, very active. And then Connor had lived in this amazing beach house in Newport. And we were like, Connor, we're coming to visit you. And he was like, yeah, okay, sure, anytime. And I don't know how serious he was, but Kat and I were like, yeah, we're going. And we booked a ticket. And he was like, oh, okay. and then we just kind of showed up, took an 8-hour flight.
I remember one text coming in from you in that group text. And you're like, no, you need to be like, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Because like, I was just like, oh yeah, people say, let's hang out all the time. And I didn't expect them to come. And then they came and then they were there at the airport.
Going off of that, we had a bunch of questions, a few of them, like, one being, ask if she has a crush on Fibula.
Sure.
Did she and Connor ever hook up?
Yeah.
Did her and Connor ever date?
Mm-hmm.
And any more about Connor? Did her and Fibula date? Are they in love?
Okay. Which one do you want me to tackle there first?
Have you and Connor ever hooked up?
No, never.
Not in the traditional sense.
What does that mean?
I helped her plunge a toilet.
I mean, see that on TikTok.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
A big emotional investment. But that's just never been something that.
I guess we haven't crossed that bridge yet.
Yeah.
So does that answer the question or not answer the question of, are you and Connor in love?
I guess.
Brooke hates me. I'm genuinely serious.
I do not hate you, Connor.
Well, Brooke, I think, thinks of me as one of her kids she used to teach.
No.
I have a lot to learn.
We all do, Connor. We all do.
Thank you. And that is such a perfect teacher response, that like we're all working on ourselves and we're all a work in progress.
Yeah. Brooke, we also got a question that I feel like super exciting that I just saw. Megan Trainor
Can
we be friends?
About you.
Megan Trainor said that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this very clearly. Megan, Y-E-S. Yes, I would love that more than anything. I love you. I love your music. I love your personality. I love your family. I love your son. I love Junie from Spy Kids.
We all love Junie.
Feel really strongly about that. So you can contact me on Instagram. I'll give you my number. We can hang out. I'll babysit. I used to be a preschool teacher.
Perfect.
So I hope that answered your question. Yes, Megan.
That's okay.
Amazing.
That is awesome. I can't wait to see what happens with that. I just say something like fully just like unrelated to that situation? But it did spark something.
Please.
Brooke, in your experience, I know that you've experienced this. I've experienced it as well. How many just shockingly, utterly insane people have gotten in touch? And obviously, Remy, you too. But I have had people be like, oh, like, I love you. Like, I want to blah, blah, blah. And then when you reach out to genuine celebrities, they're like, phew. Like, they never actually.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Megan's one of those.
No.
But I'm just saying.
I'm holding back a story.
Yeah, don't. I don't know.
I'm holding it back.
Okay, how about who's the most exciting person that has answered you that you like loved and they answer that like you would consider like someone, I guess, bigger than yourself?
I have three.
Okay.
Well, Megan Trainor follows me, which is like that is amazing to me. Love you, Megan.
Have you guys talked before or no?
No, I would.
Okay, perfect. This is perfect. Now you're going to be friends.
I have anything to do with it. The two people I freaked out when they followed me were Bella Hadid and Hailey Bieber, for sure.
Oh, Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, those are like mega A-list. That's like beyond A-list.
I think I messaged both of them and I was like, hi, girl. and I don't think they responded, and that's fine.
Hi, girl.
They don't need to. But to be honest, the person that I like, I'm in awe that they follow me, and if they ever unfollowed me, like it would be the end of my life and I would delete my account. It's Hank Green.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
I don't really know who Hank Green either.
Okay. So John and Hank are brothers, and they have these YouTube videos. They're the vlog brothers, and they just come out with a video every week, just kind of like talking to each other. And they also have like super informational videos that help me through high school science too. Just like super niche. Kind of nerdy content. But John Green, the other brother, wrote like The Fault in Our Stars. You've heard of that
book. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And Hank, I'm sure you've seen on TikTok, just like answering everybody's
questions. I've seen Hank, but I don't have the same like affinity for him from my youth, because I never experienced.
Strong affinity. And then like the day he reached out to do a brand deal for his awesome socks, which are socks. It's like a subscription service for socks, and all the money goes to charity. And I just like was like, that was the one moment I was like, I can't believe like I'm.
This segment was sponsored by Awesome Socks.
Yes. Go get your pair of awesome socks, please. And that was the moment I was like, I can't believe like this is my job.
Right.
Like, I'm doing a brand deal for Hank Green.
Wow.
Because like I watch them every single week. I adore, like, they're my favorite people.
Yeah. So the best part about all of this, I think TikTok is like, it's all just such a surreal thing. And then you're like getting like things that you've always just like, it's crazy to think that I was even looking at your content when I had no followers. Then I had followers. Then now we're all signed to UTA, and then we're all doing like similar branding. Like, I don't even know how any of this happened. Like, it's just the craziest freaking app in the world.
One of my favorite quotes, and I don't know who it's by, is day to day, nothing changes. But when you look back, nothing is the same.
Ooh,
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I look back 6 months, a year ago, I'm just like, what? It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Connor, what's your answer to that question for you?
Like, shocking people that have followed me?
Or that, know that it's like you that you've connected with during this time that like
oh during this time really, everybody I mean
no like you have you. To pick like top like someone that you consider like bigger than yourself that like was like crazy exciting to you.
Oh, the quote was C.S. Lewis, by the way. Thank you, Margot. I like someone that I've made a connection with that just like would not have ever.
Yeah, that you were like very happy and excited about.
I'm gonna say it. They might even hear this. I hope they don't because I'm shy. But Cody Coe and Kelsey Krappel are two people that
Cody, and Noel.
I like like those are people that I was like the upper echelon of my internet experience. Like grew up with them dead ass like sitting on the floor of my freshman dorm on my I would do like 3 hours of Vine time the same way we do TikTok time now and I remember like laying on this Target carpet in my dorm and it was so uncomfortable but I like couldn't get up because I was watching Vines binging Cody Co and then like now like hanging out with them and like texting them and they're like my friends and I'm like what in the world like that is something now that like is like a normal thing to me but like no, yeah. No, 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 100 times. That is like shocking.
Yeah, they're the best people ever.
Yeah. Guys, stay tuned. You don't want to miss what we have coming up next with today's guests after this short break. I want to jump in. This is like one of my favorite segments. The five and under five, Brooke. It is five questions in under 5 minutes.
Oh God!
Not under 5 words. I want to clear that up. That was a confusion point last week. Rapid fire, and take as much time as you want. They're just I'm going to read them quick. That's the rapid part of it. let's jump in. Question number one.
No, she also needs to answer them quick.
I have to answer.
Right. I'm just going to read them, but don't think about it. You just answer right away. But you can take your time answering, but just like don't. Just like spit it out.
But take my time or answer.
I mean, no. Don't just start answering right away. But like, if it trails on, run-on sentences are fine. Okay. Don't cut your answers short if you're still answering. Okay.
Okay.
One word that could best describe your brand, your personal brand. Go.
Loud.
Cloud.
Loud.
Oh, loud.
Wait,
yeah.
I thought it was cloud too. It was like, aw.
Cloud, like cloud floating nine. Around. You can, but you can, loud. You can have like a longer answer, just like you. Okay.
All right. Next one. Go.
Question number two. If you could tell your 13-year-old self about TikTok and what to expect in the future, what would you say? And would you have done anything differently having known this knowledge?
If I could tell my 13-year-old self about TikTok or about me?
About TikTok and about the experience, about your personal brand.
You on TikTok. And like this all happening.
Record your, just don't care. Doesn't matter what people think of you. Just record yourself doing everyday things. And just post. Just post would be my advice.
Post. Consistency is so key. Question number three. You can completely cure your anxiety or live out your dream life/job with immense success. Which do you choose and why?
That's a mean question.
Can you say that again?
So this is an either or. You can completely cure anxiety. Or
my anxiety or everyone's anxiety. I'm horrible.
It's kind of a catch 22.
Okay.
Yours. It's kind of a catch 22.
I'm gonna ask it. Would you rather cure all of your anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Or you still have that anxiety, but you can be what is it? Now I'm ruining everything.
Your
or
dream
you could
job
live out your dream job in immense success.
I don't want to get rid of my anxiety because that is like fully why I'm here today. I think it's
same.
Funny. It's what makes me motivated. It does everything for me, good and bad. So I would definitely rather live a successful life with my anxiety.
Me too. And I ADHD is the same way for me. I never wanted to medicate it because that's what drives all of my thoughts.
Oh,
I actually think that I don't think I could pick, but like might lean towards the no anxiety because I'm the most anxious person in the world.
I don't even want to know what I would be like without anxiety. That's like such a foreign.
I would be so boring.
Like, that is true too. Like I can't picture like Remy Bader, the chill girl. No way. I ain't chill.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a scary thought. It's like that would strip me of my whole personality, anxious and like hyperactive.
It's like a house that doesn't sit right with
me. No way. Imagine going to a party and being like, this is great. Look at all these people. I might introduce myself to someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that?
You're so good at talking. Next.
Well, because I drink a lot. Question number four, the kids at the pool, the summer camp, and mom picks you up videos. How closely are these based on your personal experiences?
They're me. That's the only reason I can do them. I'm not an actress.
Right. Okay. Yes. I mean, you nail it. So it's like such a natural thing. Question number five, if a TikTok award ceremony existed, like the Oscars, the Emmys, whatever, what award would you want to be nominated for? And I'm going to answer this one for you really quick.
No, wait, so I want to see her answer first.
Okay. I won't bias your answer, but I do have
then,
my answer.
And then Connor's going to nominate you with like what you're nominated for, yeah, but like let's yeah, just yeah. see what you think you're nominated for.
I'm really, really bad at this game, guys, and I want to apologize for that.
It's fine.
You're great.
I would like to be nominated. I mean, like, how lame is it just to be like the funny?
No,
you are. You are. To me, you're the funniest human.
But that's a horrible answer.
No, I feel like I want you to say something like
I wish that I could say something better too. Trust me. Maybe most relatable.
Okay, that's good.
I like that.
Young girl queen. In her 20s.
Young Jewish queen.
Cute, young Jewish funny queen. Yeah,
Brooke, that is a perfect bucket for you. You take the first spot every single time. I would nominate you for most transparent.
Most transparent,
which is also relatable in a sense.
I think
but also,
Brooke likes her other nomination better.
I don't blame her.
Funny queen, Jewish princess. You know,
I think there's a lot to be said about being transparent. Uh-huh. I think people end up trusting you more and feeling like
no, I think that is good. Yeah, like being. You're never
for better
gonna,
or
like,
for worse.
You're never for gonna better. Say it just to make people feel better. You're just gonna like say it how it is. My favorite actually were like the old ones when like you would respond to some people's comments you would come up with stuff I feel like that I just could never do. Cause I remember when I started getting like insults about me and I would try and do that. I literally never posted one. I was like, I can't do it. Like, I can't come up with something. Like, I think I'm funny, but I'm not like witty. And I think like coming up with something like that, like you just did a good job at that. And I thought it was hysterical.
Thank you. Yeah. To me, it was just like crazy to get those. Like, I remember my favorite one was like this guy who was like, I wouldn't date you or something. And it's just like, do you think truly I wanted that from you?
Yeah.
In your heart, do you believe like that's gonna crush me that you won't date me? And like that's like I think it would just boggle me. And so I had to respond. I had no choice. Yeah.
Wait, lately I've been getting like, unfortunately, I really am going to have to unfollow you. I'm so sorry. But I posted something that was like some people were very one-sided on. And I posted, why am I not saying it? I posted about the vaccine with Dr. Fauci and I was very excited to post about it. And I was just like, you know, talking about stating some medical facts and a lot of people like just kept commenting. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's just unfortunate that this is just how it has to be. And I'm like, wait, I don't care about you. I don't know. You think you're going to ruin my day and sending me an apology because you have to leave. Please leave now. I don't need your apology.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah.
And this is where my experience in preschool has really come in handy because I kind of treat these people that leave these comments like preschoolers because that's really what they are. Except preschoolers are super like they're more emotionally in tune and aware.
Do you ever get offended by the stuff that people say about you? Like or to you?
I don't get offended. But I think there are some things that have definitely hurt my feelings in the past. If it's something that I'm insecure about myself, like I have this gap in my tooth and people kept commenting on it. And then I finally,
I remember that because you called out that too and made the video.
I called out that person, but like that one, for some reason, I was like, you know what? That one's still really bothering me. And then I got my tooth fixed. But that's the only one that I think like really bothered me because it was something that I was insecure about.
I think that's true. I think it's
going up to someone on the street and being like, hey, you've a gap in your tooth. And it's, you know,
that's the thing. It's people hiding behind. And I think you're right. I think it's like, cause I always wonder, I'm like, why does some of these comments not bother me at all? And then some of them really like hit me in the wrong way. And it's because it's something that we're also insecure.
It's the things
like,
that actually bother me about myself that upset me. But It's just like mind-boggling what people say. I don't know. It's just like,
Two quick thoughts on this. One, early quarantine, I would get ahead of it and I'd be like, I know I have half an eyebrow. Like, I know that I have this thing, this thing, this thing. And like, it did really well. So I was like, oh, I'll just call out my insecurities before other people can.
And then people think that they can keep mentioning it. And it's right. like, no.
And then I'm like, no, just because you put bestie at the end of your comment doesn't mean you can say it and shit like that. Right. And two, and crap, I'm not going to remember it. Remy, I keep having these double. And that was like the better of the two thoughts. Crap.
You want us to come back to you?
No, wait. So
when you get these double thoughts, you're going to need to write down the second one.
I know,
one
you're right.
Start talking.
You're right.
It's okay. It'll maybe come back to you.
Yeah, it might.
Brooke, let's do another. We're going to do TikTok word association. So I'm going to say a word and then you're just going to say the first word that comes to mind.
Okay. I like that better. Okay.
Yeah. It's very simple.
Okay.
Okay. Bar.
Okay. Drink.
Book.
Reading.
Tech.
Is this as fun for you guys as it is for me?
Yeah. Tech.
What? Deck?
Tech. Technology.
Tech. Me. Woman in tech.
Nice.
I don't know why I thought that was funny.
Remy? Job description.
It wasn't meant to be funny.
I know, but like, it's just like, it's my job description. Honor.
Honor?
Like honesty, honor.
Oh, I was just thinking Connor because it rhymes.
Okay.
Okay. King.
Queen.
Matzah.
Ball.
Crystal.
Oh, Melrose Trading Post.
Meth. Wow, yeah, I love Melrose Trading Post.
Yeah. Connor and I really dig into crystals.
Yeah, I got into them. Well, because a lot of people, it was like, I only went to Melrose Trading Post at my lowest.
Guys, I don't know what that is. Like,
it's the market open on Sundays, and it was right next to when we lived together in common room. It was right at the end of the street. So we would walk over, and we were just like at a low, like emotionally on Sundays often. Mm-hmm. And so we would always seek out the crystal sellers. And so
it's
we would
seek them out because they would promise us things that never happened.
Well, they
such as prosperity and success.
Like they gave you crystals. Like you bought crystals.
We bought
they
them.
Would be like, here, take this one. You need it. And it
I
was
have
like
these crystals next to me. And I'm like, I have no idea what to do with them. I don't know what they mean. And like, I just like.
That's my mom for you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
like,
what.
Is it real? I don't know.
It doesn't matter because placebo is just as real as anything else. I have started putting them in anywhere because I don't need to see them. I put them in my backpack. I put them in my suitcase. I put them in my car. They're everywhere. And like,
yeah,
they, you know, whatever. It's just, at the end of the day, it's a cool rock. If nothing else.
I want to do another quick game for you. This is an easy one too. Oh, okay. It's just, you know, just fill in the blank.
Okay.
Because I like listening to your answer. So fill in the blank with three words or less.
Okay. Three words or less. Got it.
Yeah. If I could date one TikToker, it would be?
Remy, I don't.
Connor.
Okay. I don't know his name, but it's this guy who did this Nathan Fielder impression. You know who Nathan Fielder is?
No, but it's okay.
Oh, I don't know his name, but he did a Nathan Fielder impression and I'm in love with Nathan Fielder. He has the show on Comedy Central.
So that was about 100 words.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's on me.
It's okay. If I had to make one TikTok sound my ringtone for the rest of my life, it would be.
Thank you for your question. Keep asking questions.
That would
keep
being
curious.
If I was in hell, they would be playing that. The Adult Swim one. Na 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 na.
Oh, that is a pleasing sound. That is a good one.
I hope that.
I never actually posted a video doing the blank trend, but I have several drafts of it. Or if you don't have drafts, you've tried. I don't either. Or like you.
Wow, we're a no draft crew.
Yeah, we are. Or how about a trend you've wanted to do, but like never actually acted on it?
I want to do, and maybe we could all do this together one night, like the who's going to get the drunkest tonight. Like that I'm thinking Connor.
Those are so funny.
Connor is the answer.
It's always me. I don't know. I've been with Brooke a couple times.
You'd be surprised.
The one feature I am dying for TikTok to add,
like fast forward and rewind.
We have that. I have that.
Yeah, but it's no. Remember, Connor, it's like not coming. I don't know. It's not coming up for me. Oh, yours is on yours.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wow. I guess you're. Elite,
I would love to be able to get that.
And it is so subtle. When you guys get it, you're not even gonna notice it. It's like the thinnest little bar. You can barely get your thumb to work. I don't know. Like, find it. It's awesome.
Brooke, if I saw a guy on TikTok do or say blink, I would immediately DM him.
Be funny.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Blank is what makes TikTok so. No, I want to do a different one. I can spend hours on blank talk, and it can't be medical talk, a different kind of talk.
I found myself in a lot of dark places, on a lot of different kinds of talks. I would probably have to say I don't like vegan food, but watching this girl prepare her vegan meals is everything to me, and I could watch that for hours. So vegan.
Wait, Brooke, I've been following ones like that too this week because I think some people just make these beautiful meals that I'll never be able to do. And I'm like, wow, like, should I try this? And then I'm like, no.
Yeah, never in a million years.
If someone put that in front of me, I'd be happy. But like, it's like literally, how do they do that? I wonder if it's the same person. I don't know who I followed. I followed like two people this week, but I was like, wow. And I was like commenting on all the videos, just like, wow.
Yeah. Really bad at games.
What? No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
No, you're nailing it. You're good.
You question everything.
So why don't we, Connor, why don't we ask Brooke just a few more listener questions?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Is Meghan Trainor wondering anything else?
No, she just said she wants to be friends. And I think that's probably the best message of all.
Oh, I have one.
What?
There were a lot of questions about Common Room. Guys, Common Room, I'll answer that really quick. Our friend Jack Martin did get picked up for an awesome NBC network show. He's been filming in Australia for 6 months. That's coming out in September. It's called La Brea on NBC. It's going to be so fun. We're having a watch party when he gets back in September. It's going to be awesome. But obviously, Common Room is no more, except in our hearts.
Who knows? We could still be making videos on there.
Well, tell people what Common Room is if they don't know what it is.
Common Room was, I don't want to say content house, but I guess it was more of like four friends who have comedy, like TikToks, living together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me, Connor, our friend Jack, and our friend Sally Dar, and we lived together for 3 months. And the first month we were great at making videos, but the last 2 months we kind of were just having too much fun. And the videos came second, unfortunately. But
I was jealous when I saw that. That looked so fun.
It was a blast. There was a lot of ups and downs.
A lot of highs and lows.
We actually ended up living in two versions of Common Room. We were asked to vacate the first home when they found out who we were and what we were doing. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I'm gonna just throw off a few listener questions so you could just hear what some people said, because we did get a lot for you.
Okay.
And we'll like go through them quickly. One of them is, how do you manage being the funniest person on earth?
I don't think I do manage that, on account of that not being the truth, but that's very kind. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you. That's really nice.
What does self-care look like for you?
Oh, I spend a lot of time just like sitting and watching TV. That's my self-care. Okay. Just like absolutely doing.
You do love some good, TV time.
Sitting. I could spend 3 days in the same spot. just to recharge. Like sometimes
I mean, if I'm watching TV, like I probably could too. Probably like two days and then I get a little antsy.
Like even doing like painting my nails or like a face mask, that's too much. So just sitting and like doing absolutely nothing is my self-care.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the best compliment you've ever received on TikTok?
I think the best compliment is probably like comparing me to one of my idols. So like somebody saying I remind them of like an Alana Glazer, or a Tina Fey. Like it doesn't. Or
guys.
What?
So sorry to interrupt. I remembered what the other thing was. The other thing.
Tell
when you
us.
Said that. I was saying the worst thing that someone could say is not physical for me. It's someone saying you used to be funnier.
Or you're
trying too hard, or you're not trying hard enough. Like someone could be like, you are the ugliest person that's ever walked.
That's a very true statement. Like people say to me, like, that. I miss you when you were funnier. I miss you when you did this. And I'm like, that definitely does hurt my feelings and stuff. Cause it's like, well, what can I really do?
I know.
On the other side, exactly what you said, Brooke, like comparing, it's being like, oh my God, like you should be on SNL.
Right.
Like, oh, you should do stand up. It's like, oh my God. I kiss you on the mouth, stranger.
Yeah.
And I will if I see them out. Then I've had a couple drinks.
Yeah, and we know you will. Mm-hmm. But that's the greatest compliment to me. Mm-hmm.
Connor, let's do our two closing questions for Brooke.
Let's do it.
Why don't you ask her the first one?
So obviously we kind of touched on this. Like this is my favorite question to ask people. The butterfly effect question. I know that we talked about like, TikTok's led to so much stuff. Like you look back, I talked about the Cody Ko and Kelsey thing. And like, what has been your like butterfly effect via TikTok? The craziest thing that's happened, craziest interaction you've had, craziest experience you've had, just like that wouldn't happen without Le Talk.
I think that there have been times where I'm at a table of people that like, if you have showed me a picture of me at a table with like a Cody or a Kelsey, or Connor, like even you and like Sally Dar, who are people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would have, and you showed me that picture, I would have been like, no way.
Yeah.
So
really just like the
Do you have a specific experience you've had, or is it like, I love that answer, but I'm curious. Yeah.
Were you like, look, you were somewhere and then you looked around and you're like, whoa, this
actually,
is crazy.
I'm revoking that. No offense, Connor. When I was at the John Mulaney show, which to me, like he's my favorite comedian. I don't get recognized that much on a day-to-day basis, but like at the John Mulaney show, people were like, oh my God, Brooke, like so nice to meet you. You're so funny. You're great.
Wow.
And the fact that like that there was the overlap of people who know who I am and the people who are
that's amazing.
So that was the moment that I was like, holy shit.
That's chilling.
This is chilling.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a good moment.
That's sweet.
I love that for you. And
all right,
Brooke, what would your TikTok tagline be?
I like the one I have now, which is just good, not great. Because I think that
good, not great is awesome. That's been your that's been your bio for the longest time.
My bio for a really long time.
Yeah.
I think it sums up everything really nicely. If I ever write a book, that will probably be
That would be a really good title.
Yeah.
And
verbal copyright is binding in the state of California.
Yes.
Oh, yep. And also, you're a resident. I want to say great idea. I think that you should write a book. Do you have anything exciting coming up or anything you want to plug or any projects you're working on?
That's a bit of a tough question because the answer is probably no.
Well, I know that there are a couple projects you're working on that are probably bound by NDAs.
Right.
But I know that we should be watching this space, this Lady Afron space.
Thank you.
There's
Connor.
So much to come.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Not me. Absolutely shooting your NDA in the foot because I definitely know about this stuff. But I'm not saying what I know about.
Tune in. Some fun stuff coming. Who knows? You know what? A year ago today, I had no idea any of this was coming. So a year from now, who's to say? What'll be happening?
Not me.
And we're so happy for you. And I love watching you. And I would really love for you to do more and more of the the childhood types of videos, because every single one you post just makes me die.
You know what, Remy? I need more of it in my life. I have one in the reserves, and I'm going to post it now in your office.
Yes! I'm so excited.
Oh, good for you. So you do have drafts, and you're a liar.
Yeah, you liar!
No. Let me explain myself. Because if it's one thing, it's that I'm truthful. This is something that I posted 3 separate times and deleted because it got no views. But I will post it a 4th time and leave it up and not care about the views for you to run me.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Dedicated
And that is an important note. We'll let you go there. But remember, if you're posting consistently, the views don't matter.
Views don't matter. Just post. And if anybody wants any advice, that's it.
That's even great advice. I love it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Brooke. We love you.
Thank you guys for having me. Love you so much.
Mwah. Mwah. All right. Cheers, Brooke. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was so much fun. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to tune in next week. We have another exciting guest. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail at 404-919-7752. And also, please follow us on all of our socials. We'll be posting previews to who will be on, and you could put in your questions there for, and you could put in questions there for our guests at Talk Show Podcast. And just let us know who you want to see. Let us know what you want to hear. We love to hear from you.
We see everything, and we want to talk about it.
Connor, talk. T-O-K.
Talk.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael. Executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger. And sound engineering and editing by Jason Leibsler. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.